This is Live Beyond Limits with Brad Sullivan.
There's a sign that has become way too common these days, and you see it everywhere you go. The sign says, now hiring. Everyone is looking for workers. It's as if trying to fill a job opening has become a new epidemic in our society, leading to an already weakening economic outlook. Far too many people are willing to do less and yet somehow expect more. This is a manifestation of laziness. The fact is, God has ordained work for mankind. The first thing God gave Adam was work. Before he had a wife, God gave him a job. His responsibility was to tend and cultivate the garden in Eden. By giving him a job, God was giving Adam purpose and a means through which he could prosper. Work is a calling from God that allows us to unleash our gifts and talents, creating a pathway for success. This principle is encouraged in the New Testament. Christian workers were reminded they were ultimately working for the Lord and not simply for earthly masters. Godly work ethic pleases the Lord and leads to a life of reward. A strong work ethic is a sign we have the spiritual desire to please our Heavenly Father. Here are some tips to help you develop stronger work ethic. Number one, learn to serve. Success comes from serving others, so learn to serve your boss, your customers, your fellow Christians, and your local church. Number two, develop a skill. When you have a skill set other people need, it becomes a tool that creates the flow of money and commerce in your life. Number three, be punctual. Show up early and stay late. This demonstrates your willingness to get the job done. Number four, do more than what is expected of you. God initially commanded Adam to cultivate the garden. Sometime later, he asked Adam to name all the animals. Adam didn't say, "This is not in my job description." He did the work God put in front of him. The extra effort demonstrates a spirit of excellence and strong work ethic. Five, learn how to communicate effectively. Learning to communicate effectively will set you apart and provide opportunity for advancement. The Bible is clear when it states that poverty comes upon the lazy man, but the hand of the diligent will prosper. The difference between poverty and prosperity is your choice, so get up and work for it. This is Brad Sullivan, pastor of Surge Church. If you would like more information about our ministry, then please visit us online at surgechurch.tv or download our Surge Church app and be sure to follow us on social media. Until next time, remember, you can live beyond limits.